grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
So it is. That time. That time we get to focus on the weed leaf around New Zealand and the greater world area with our resident expert, Chris Fowley. How's it going, mate?
Very well. Good afternoon.
What's going on?
Whew, it's another big week.
It
I
is?
Tell ya.
I've seen you. Oh. I've seen you all over the internet doing all sorts of ins and outs, mate. What's been going on?
Well, people may remember last week there was a lot of talk about drugs and driving.
Yes.
Cannabis and driving. And turns out the AA study, the Herald put in the headline, AA study, stuff, AA study.
We were going to talk about that study, but then we looked at how many people were actually in the focus group and decided to
check. This was another. There's been multiple studies. The study that I put forward was total cobblers, as my father would say. It was cobblers. But the AA study.
That's something else.
Yeah.
We're talking about. Okay.
We are talking.
Focus. We're very focused. It turns out there was no study. So, but you know, this is the thing. The media just say study. And it does all the rounds. Everyone publishes. It's proven. It's causing rah-rah. Turns out what the AA did was copy some figures off the NZTA, which is their crash analysis system,
right,
where the police record every conceivable cause of some incident,
right,
and you have an average of 2.4 or something per incidences. And
2.4 what?
2.4 causes.
Okay.
Whatever the 0.41 is. and that was it. They put out a press release, but the media published, you know, say that that's a study. But, you know, well, we've had a bit of back and forth with them this week. There's no actual evidence there's impairment for a start in there, because it's just looking at mere presence of drugs while excluding anyone who's below the limit for alcohol. So even if that is a factor in it, it's not counted because it's legal. But secondly, the second part, the calling for the oral testing, I think that's where the logic really falls down. And it's similar in a way to the meth testing, that, you know, it kind of sounds good in a headline, yes, we should test people, but actually it's just based on bollocks.
So you sit people on the side of the road, chuck something in their mouth and milk them off saliva for about 20 minutes.
It takes even longer than that. They do it in Australia, which is really what they're trying to copy. And my sources in Australia tell me that the police financially benefit from the sale of the devices.
And no doubt we'll be buying
cool,
their testing
man.
Kit from them. And
apparently the police or some offshoot of them are the distributors, and they sell them to the state government and make money off them. And that's why they're like $47 a pop. They're just creaming it. I'd like to know if that's true or not. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, good on you.
You know, but this is what I've heard from multiple sources in Australia, including from a parliamentarian over there. So, you know, I don't just spread random rumours. I like to have a bit of substance to the rumour. but these devices, they're very unreliable. They have a high rate of false positives and false negatives, so that they don't actually catch some of the people that you do want to get, and then they wrongly finger other people. And the process in Australia takes quite a while. You do the initial swab, and then if that gets you, you get taken to the sort of campsite they've set up in the area, and it takes another half an hour while you've got this device in your mouth kind of like sucking your saliva out. Apparently about a cup worth. It's pretty gross, apparently.
Whoa.
But the key is, you know, if the evidence isn't there, you know, we shouldn't go down another kind of shonky policy path like with the meth testing of houses that
yes.
we find out in years to come it was just all based on bollocks.
That's true. I'd agree with that. Yeah, we shouldn't.
I was just thinking, you know, like, say you've just got chronic dries. Can you make saliva with your mouth if you've got, like, real bad dries?
Oh, well, apparently this cup thing they do in Australia, it has a bit of a kind of paddle that depresses your tongue and stimulates your saliva glands. But it still takes about 20 minutes to half an hour to get out the amount that they want.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you get your saliva back?
You could ask. Again, gross. Again. What else? Oh, we've had this week as well police around the country parading their various busts. And we kind of thought, we're beyond that now, but no.
Yeah.
And part of the blame needs to lie with the media. It's just easy click fodder for them, and they just reprint it. And you look through the comments, and people are just outraged, but it all counts as clicks for them, so they just keep doing it.
That's
but
right.
People do want to see other people's stash. That's the attraction. I want to see what they got.
So this one in Christchurch.
People want to see other people getting pissed off at the cops and then having a dumb argument with Barry from Who Gives a Crap, going, "Oh well, it's still illegal, so they're doing a good job." Nice one, Barry.
Sometimes that's the police taking up those arguments too, which I also find
Barry's
really weird.
Cop name.
That's right. It's a classic one. This one in Christchurch that got done. I'm No Mr. Big is the follow-up story today on stuff, but yesterday it was all about the cannabis warehouse that they had done. It's a guy that started off medically, and it looks like things just got out of hand and he just started growing more and more weed, but he's got a medical start to it. But the interesting thing for me is they did report, and I didn't see anyone comment on it. I can't for the life of me work it out. The place was filled with ivy and ornamental stuffed animals among the cannabis plants. And I'm yet to see anyone. For me, that was the most intriguing part of it. But then no one commented
ivy,
on it.
Like the climbing vine.
Like ivy, like fake ivy, but all around.
And there was a
tiger and a parrot. Yeah, in amongst the cannabis.
That
the growing
great.
Cannabis.
That sounds great.
He was on a heavy buzz.
Maybe that's just to like freak people out when they come through the door. Like, well, no, they're fake plants.
This can't be real. Look, there's a pink elephant in there. It can't be real. I'm hallucinating.
Sounds like fun, actually.
Again, another thing we predicted last week is that we were going to hear again and again that Canada has gone legal, because there's these multiple stages. Last week it was the Senate passed it. No, last week it was the other house. Then this week it went back to the Senate. It had already come from the Senate, went back to the other house, it was back to the Senate. So all the media reported yesterday, cannabis has legalized it. That was the Senate. So then it goes for their equivalent of the Governor General. They sign it next week. And we're going to hear this all over again. Canada's legalized next week.
Right.
But then it actually takes effect in end of July. And so we'll hear that again. And then every province in Canada rolls out their own kind of regulations. So we'll hear it again and again. But that's cool. It gives us a lot of, it's good coverage in the lead up to our referendum that will be happening next year. We get to look at what's going on in Canada and all of their provinces. I think there's about 11 or 12 provinces in Canada, or maybe more. They've all got a slightly different model. So it'll be really interesting over the next year or so seeing how they implement those. Some of them are state-run, like State Liquor Control Board running cannabis in Ontario, which is a bit like what out West Auckland way.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
confusing.
Then others
confusing
are,
to go out there and chug it a bit.
Yeah, and we don't really want that. A big part of it is bringing the illicit trade within the legal economy, you know? So if you make it too tough and too hard, then that doesn't happen. And that's a big debate that they're going through in Canada. In BC, they're going with a craft cannabis model, so the ordinary kind of mom and pops are getting to register their dispensaries, and you know it's not limited to just big business.
Can you have a couple of plants in the garden at home under their model?
In Canada, yeah, I think it's either 4 or 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what...
The climate,
me
though.
As a hobbyist and just, you know, having something to do on the side on the weekends would be quite fun as a New Zealander, just to have a couple of plants in the garden.
Right on.
Not for, like, necessarily... always a pleasure of smoking it. Well, I'm sure that's great, but I think, you know, they do look great and they are fun to grow, so I look forward to the day that
yes.
I can.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Some of the provinces in Canada wanted to be able to ban people from growing their own, similar to what you're hearing a little bit about here with the medical.
Right.
And the government, Trudeau's government, gave them the ultimatum and said, nah, it has to be. It's legal, you're allowed to grow your own. And they gave them the ultimatum and made them do it.
Okay, good. That's like, I mean, tobacco here, I can grow my own tobacco, can't I?
That's right. You can grow as much as you want. You just can't sell it. And it's the same with alcohol. There's actually no limit on what you could brew. You could fill up your whole house with booze.
And dead chura, you can grow as much as you want as well.
Oh, stay away from that. Stay away.
Damn.
Jeez. What else? Oh, Herald reported on GW Pharmaceuticals. Now, they're the makers of Sativex. They have another CBD product.
What's Sativex again? The little
Sativex is grown in England. The UK is now the biggest producer of medical cannabis in the world. They just grow truckloads
of
it.
That's weird, because it's not a lot of land.
It's not legal there. They just export it to other countries.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like,
so the government's okay with it. The government's like, sweet, we can grow all this weed as long as you don't sell it.
The UK Home Secretary's husband is the managing director.
Why aren't we growing weed in all our massive fields that we've got then and just selling it offshore so then we get a head start when we start growing weed here for ourselves?
That is a very good point.
And then we get rid of some of the cows, clean up the rivers...
you've got to
live life. Sounds
yep,
good.
Exactly. I think you should put that to your MP.
I'm already buying French butter because ours is too expensive, so it's not working, is it?
Yeah. Well, certainly we could make CBD products cheaper than GW. So they have this product called Epidiolex, and everyone's heard how Sativex is so expensive, it's just unaffordable. Patients can't use it. Epidiolex, which is CBD, the non-psychoactive, can be made out of hemp, should be cheap as chips.
Yeah.
Buy it in Canada and California for like $1 a bottle. Epidiolex is twice as the cost of Sativex. So it's $4,000 to $5,000 a month. And as part of their lobbying efforts in America to get it approved there, which is expected in the next few weeks, they might have inadvertently cut off that food grade craft cannabis level of CBD.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, they're saying it's an unintended side effect, but basically by bringing it within the prescription system, it's kind of meaning they can't have that food grade level which they've had for the last few years.
Okay, interesting.
More lessons for New Zealand.
That just buzzes me out that they're growing the most.
It's astounding. It's actually British Sugar that grow it under contract for them, and they run a power plant off the waste matter from it.
Imagine that day that the CEO came in and was like, right, we're growing weed, everyone. Do you reckon a few people would quit? Like, oh, I'm not into that. You know, like, it would have been weird, eh? Like a strange...
I don't know about around here. Yeah, I think you'd be lining up to work at it, really.
But for it not to be legal on the street, like, that's like usually they'd be able to take sugar home and use it, but probably wouldn't be able to take the weed home, would they?
That's probably true. Yeah, unfortunately.
It's really interesting. Okay, good.
Crunch the numbers and I guess the sums added up.
Oh, look, it's the marijuana's new sex industry, really, isn't it? It's a lot of cash out there to be made.
That's a great slogan. We're going to run with that in the referendum. That is it. We've found our slogan, the new sex industry. Hey, speaking of which, just one last thing. I wrote a blog. It's on the daily blog, CoNZ. It's all about what's going on with the medical cannabis bill and the referendum, because people ask me so many questions, and it's all in there. So that went up yesterday. Check it out.
Oh, brilliant. Blog. We'll chuck it on our page, mate, so everyone can find it there at 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry on Facebook. Thanks, Chris.
Cheers.
Sweet.
Thanks, John. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
I said thanks, John.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for coming. Mary Jane, she's my man.